The Buddha teaching is to end the suffering, but you see, for cultured people, they see the normal life, the ordinary life is people suffering, those things. But from the ordinary people's view, the cultivating life is also a suffering life. You live without a house, live in the forest, and bite by those insects, and stay long, suffer the numbness, or maybe the ghost around. It's also a suffer. There is not an ending.
Well, see, that's the thing is that, well, I put my trust in the Buddha. I put my money on him. So a lot, that's where we have to say experiment and investigate, and that's why the Buddha, you know, encouraged that investigation. But it's also why, you know, when we think of the Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths are not a doctrine of belief, but they're experiential. So you start paying attention to the experience. So that the experience of, okay, you think, oh God, why do you live out in the forest and you don't have to walk up and down the hills and you only get to eat and this and everything. But then, you know, people really worry about coming here. And then they come and say, oh, well, yeah, it feels good. So then you start saying, well, yeah, maybe I can do that. And then you start applying your mind to that. And you go, oh, yeah, it has an effect. It's when we pay attention to the feeling of it is when we start to get more tangible results. It's like Ajahn Chah was once asked, how can you teach Westerners? Because you don't even speak English. and they can't speak Thai. And how can you teach them? And Ajahn Chah said, well, the teaching of the Buddha isn't about language. He said that language can be confusing. It's like when you picked up a glass of, he usually had some warm water beside him. He said, it's like this, you know, we call this warm water in English, but in Thai it's nam ron. And they don't, in Lao language it's nam hon. In Chinese it'd be something else. In French it would be something else. And so language is not, you can't make things that clear. And he said, if you stick your finger in, then you know what warm water is. He said, and that's what the teachings of the Buddha are, not about language. So the teachings of the Buddha is a language of experience. We have to pay attention to what is it that leads to, what is the experience of suffering, what's the experience of happiness? What is its causes? This is experience. It's not a doctrine.